I've been doing research for an upcoming Beyond Today television program on our spiritual identity and in contrast to the gender identity issues that are roiling through society today. And I ran across an article that kind of illustrates what's going on in the broader culture today. The headline out of the Christian Post says, "Mother intent on gender transitioning 8-year-old son into a girl wins a sole medical decision-making power." This is out of the Christian Post. It goes on to show that a mother who's attempting to gender transition her 8-year-old son into a girl has been awarded decision-making power regarding her son's health care and schooling. In the ongoing case of 8-year-old James Younger, Dallas Judge Mary Brown canceled a hearing scheduled for Tuesday and removed his father, Jeffrey Younger, from having any say in his son's medical, psychological, and psychiatric care. Instead, the judge gave all decision and making power to Dr. Ann Georgoulis, a pediatrician and non-biological mother of James and his twin brother, Jude, according to the report. Younger, the father, has been ordered by the court to pay for trans-affirming counseling sessions. Now, this has raised a great deal of attention, focus, and even outcry across the nation from groups that are focused on and watching this particular situation. But it speaks to what is happening in our broader culture today in the gender wars, and especially the intent of a parent to take an underage child and make the decision to trans them, to change their gender based on the sole desire of the parents. Georgoulis, it says in the article, goes on, Georgoulis has forced James, the boy, to live as Luna, a new name, in a school surrounded by teachers and therapists who do not acknowledge that he has said multiple times to multiple people that he wants to be a boy and hates being forced to be a girl. Georgoulis, the mother, is not the biological mother, as he and his twin brother were conceived through the use of a donor egg and IVF reproductive technology. And so here we have a young 8-year-old boy being transed, being changed into a girl at the whim of the mother. The courts are involved in this case, turning sole control over to a mother. Another chapter, if you will, in the ongoing gender wars of the LGBTQ community and issues, whether it's politics, sexual identity, and otherwise in our society today, having the net effect of actually hiding from us our true identity as the Bible affirms it in God. Now, for those of us with a biblical worldview, an article and a situation like this is very important to understand and to watch as to what is taking place. And as we view what the Scripture tells us regarding God's view of male and female, human beings being created in the image of God, male and female according to what Genesis tells us, what Christ himself reaffirmed in Matthew chapter 19, it is very clear from the Scripture as to what are the genders, what are the intended roles and purposes. And God is very clear in that teaching. That's what we're planning to cover in our Beyond Today program. Thinking about this and looking at it, it reminded me of the Scripture in Romans chapter 1 and verse 24, where Paul describes his first century world, but it has an application for our 21st century world with this issue. As Paul describes a time where God gave also them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Paul describes here activities going on then that speak to today of unclean, unnatural activities that human beings wanted to have, God allowed it, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. The Bible shows us there is a creative order to humanity, to humankind, according to God's will and purpose. Male and female created he them for a divine spiritual purpose. And when that is changed, when that is denied, as Paul is showing, it was taking place in the first century, we are dealing with a time and a culture that is turning its back ever increasingly upon God. He goes on in verse 25 to say, "They exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." What it means is they serve the creation. They worship the creation. And really at the heart of what we're seeing, even in the gender identity, the gender wars that are roiling across the culture of America and the Western world, is a denial of the created natural order that God placed there and a worship of the creation over what God has intended. For those of us with a biblical worldview, it's important to have this understanding from what God says as we face these issues, seek to understand them, and certainly uphold biblical truth. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.